Hey, hey, closet dwellers and bold mood makers, it is time for another Uncloseted Riff and Rant. This is part two. We did one last week, which was the bold move of saying no, and this year your host, Rick Clemens, is bringing you the bold move of saying yes. So if you remember last week, we talked a little bit about the opposition stuff. Dark versus light, heavy versus free, motivated versus inspired, disempowered versus empowered, misaligned versus aligned. And I could go back through that whole same stuff and say, okay, you can use the same formula for saying yes. And I invite you to consider using that formula from last week to say yes. However, I want to challenge you to think about saying yes in a different way. Now, I know for me, I'm a yeser. I love to say yes. And I've also learned that my ego is the reason I say yes. I am the first to admit I have a pretty big ego. And when I say yes, oh, I hate to admit this piece. A lot of times it's self-serving. However, I'm also learning that that's what makes me unsuccessful. It's also what makes me not very well liked at times. It can be something that makes me feel, appear, not just feel egotistical, but appear egotistical. And so what I'm realizing is, the saying yes has to come from a genuine space. And it's got to be because it's really truly who I am. It's aligned with my values and all this sort of stuff. So I know I just was really transparent here, and it's not coming from an egoic space. It's this is what I know to be true for me. And so when I say yes now, I actually have a list of questions that I quickly run through in my head. And sometimes I don't quickly run through. In fact, one of the most powerful things that I feel like we can do in the realm of saying yes and no, is to say, I can't answer that question right now. I need some time to think about it. Now, for many of us, that's a scary space to go because people might think, oh, we're indecisive, or they're trying to come up with a really good excuse not to do something, or, well, they don't like me. Any of those things can come up as we're trying to decide, okay, do we immediately say yes or no to things? And the truth is, one of the greatest gifts we have as human beings is being able to take our time when we say yes or no. But we don't give ourselves that freedom. So today I thought, rather than, okay, here's some this versus that, because you already got that, you can use the yes in the same way you can use the no. You can say, does it make me feel dark or does it make me feel light? Does it make me feel heavy or does it make me feel free? Does it make me feel unmotivated versus inspired? Does it make me feel disempowered versus empowered? Or do I feel misaligned or in alignment? Okay, so we just went through that again. We already did this last week, but here's the questions I invite you to ask yourself when you're saying yes. What's right about saying yes to this? What is right about saying yes to this? Number two is, why do I want to say yes to this? Not, why do I think others would want me to say yes to this? Be very clear on that, because sometimes we get pressured, even in our own minds, even if nobody else is saying you should be doing this, we let our old patterns, our old maps, our own belief systems guide us to say yes to stuff when we haven't given it time to go, wait, is this something I really want to say yes to? Or is this an old bearing? Is it an old map from my childhood or the way I've been doing life? Is it a habit of I just say yes to these sort of things? So second question is, why do I want to say yes to this? Third one is, if I say yes to this, what do I gain? Or if I say yes to this, what do I lose? Now, I know most of us kind of do this, okay, I'll get this or get that, but I really want you to take time with this one, because this one isn't just about, okay, well, if I say yes to buying this car, then I'm going to get the best deal. Okay, that's one way to look at it. Or, if I say yes to buying this car now, what is it I immediately gain? It could be a safer car to drive. It could be a better deal on the interest rate. It could be feeling more confident in myself. But ask yourself the questions, what do I gain and what do I lose? And I'll give you a real life example here real quick. I've been faced with getting new tires on my car. Now, when I talked to the technician about this, I said, so tell me, do I need to do this right away, or is this something I can put off a little bit? And he said, well, you're kind of on the cusp. He goes, you could do it right now, or you could wait a couple of oil changes. And then he said something that the way he said it, I knew it wasn't a scare tactic. He goes, but, you know, you're kind of taking a gamble given where the tires are. So I had to ask myself, what do I gain? Well, right now I gain some safety. I gain maybe not harming my car in other ways, you know, misalignment and things such as that. Maybe it'll bear, you know, put some bearing on the struts, et cetera, et cetera. What do I lose? Well, a couple of extra months of not having to pay for tires. What do I lose? Well, kind of a pain in the ass to do this right now because I'm pretty busy and I don't have time to leave the car. I could use the car. But I thought, no, this is the perfect time to do this because what if something else happens? And it wasn't coming from a place of scarcity, but what if something else happens and it takes more time to do this? So just another little question there for you to ask yourself. If I say yes to this now, what do I gain? What do I lose? Third one is this yes aligned with my core values? Now, I know we go to core values a lot when I'm talking about this on the podcast and different things, but what is the core value that saying yes is serving? If you say yes, is it supporting a core value that you hold to be true? And finally, if you say yes, is it aligned with a desire for your life that you have? A true desire, a deeper desire. Those are the questions. Those are the questions I want you to take and I want you to hold on to and I want you to step into as you think about the bold moves of saying yes this week. So I'm going to leave you with that. Maybe you want to rewind and re-listen to those questions, but think about the biggest question of all. Is this yes in my best interest right now for my life? And that's where I'm going to leave you. So have a great week. We'll talk to you in just a few days or talk with you or have you listening with us, whatever you want to call it. Thanks for being listeners. I totally appreciate you. And we'll catch you in just a few days and keep making those bold moves and living your life uncloseted. Take care, everyone.